Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Tracy Cooper has dropped his latest EP on Nordic Tracks and is in for an interview and guest mix this evening, and we will get to that shortly. But first, let's kick off with this episode's track of the week. Berlin-based DJ Kristen Velvet drops Bon Gatti. Great track of the week there from Kristen Velvet. Bon Gatti is the title, and it's out now on Daniel Steinberg's Arms and Legs label and can be had wherever you buy your tracks. On to the feature for tonight's episode. Tracy Cooper is a Baltimore-based DJ and producer who's just dropped the Visions of Joy EP on Nordic Tracks. Another quality release from the label. For the first half of the show, we'll take a dive into the EP and my interview with Tracy Cooper. Full track list and a selection of his web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. This is DJ Waugh speaking to Baltimore's Tracy Cooper. He's just dropped the Visions of Joy EP on Vancouver's Nordic Tracks label. It's a six tracker featuring a few deep ones, some nice vocal and spoken samples, some amazing bass lines, and my personal favorite, Pathway. He's kindly agreed to share his thoughts on how the EP came together. It's my pleasure to be speaking to him. This is Tracy Cooper. Thanks for coming onto the show and kicking things off. How would you currently define your sound, and would you say it's evolved or shifted over time?
I would define it as psychedelic. Kinda like I try to go deep, and I love to filter. I love filtering, so there's a lot of filters in my tracks.
Okay, and then knowing very little about the Baltimore scene, can you highlight for us where you draw your inspiration from locally? Who's kind of pushed you into this direction?
Oh yeah, Baltimore is. It had a great rave culture. It has a great black soulful house scene. It had that like in the 80s. It had a great disco scene in the 70s. So there's all types of inspiration in Baltimore. Baltimore Club comes from here. You know, we pride ourselves on house music, kind of, you know.
Okay, and then these days, what is the deep house club scene like in Baltimore, and where do you get a chance to showcase this or hear the type of music that you're interested in listening to?
Here in Baltimore, there's more of a soulful house scene, so there's parties like Alternate Taste, Sugar, and other parties. Really, my style is not really favored here, so I'm kind of out there when it comes to Baltimore, but I'm making my strides.
And then how did you initially get into production?
MTV Music Generator was my start. I've always been into house music and production, like hip-hop production or whatever. But my first chance to actually make something was using that. And from that, I started with Reason. My first release on Greenskeeper was made with Reasons. And yeah, I've just... From MTV Music Generator, I just have the fever.
And then these days, are you still using Reason as your primary DAW?
No, I'm using FL right now.
Okay, and then within FL, are you using mostly their in-the-box VSTs, or are you bringing a lot of external VSTs in and possibly your own outboard gear as well?
I love to bring in other VSTs, not in the box. I don't really like the in-the-box on FL. So I'm using the Roland Cloud and some other plugins. I play instruments, so I have a MIDI controller. I'm using a drum group right now to get sub and kick drums. It really, whatever's gonna work to make my sound, I'm pretty much gonna use it.
And then how do you approach making a track? Do you generally have an idea in mind before you get seated and get going on it? Or are you just happy to sit down at the computer and muck around with that sub bass maker or the drum machine that you were talking about earlier?
I've been doing this for a long time, so I just sit here. I either start with a chord or start with a drum pattern, something, you know. I could catch a sample from a record and, you know, make my down tempo stuff or make whatever, you know. It's just whatever the inspiration sparks, I'm gonna make something, you know.
Okay, and then building on the idea of you doing this for a while, when you initially got started with this, what aspect of production did you find most challenging, and how did you find your way out of that?
At the beginning, I made Jack and House, and I was very sample based, you know. Early on, making the style of music that I made and being in Baltimore, it was like shunned. So I wanted to learn how to play instruments and learn how to make stuff with chords and whatnot, and I taught myself. So those were the hurdles, but now I can actually play and sample. You know, I can make sure the sample's in key with what I'm playing. So that hurdle is not a problem anymore.
All right, the Visions of Joy EP drops on July 28th, and what was your approach for putting that whole EP together?
The title of the album is my wife. My wife's name is Joy. So it was really, the whole album is from a point of love, you know, just positive vibes. You know, I want there to be good vibrations when you're listening to this. I want when you're in the club and it's pounding that you actually feel a little hugged by the frequencies, you know. Yeah, it was a love project, if anything.
And this is your second release on Nordic Tracks. How did you initially make a connection with the label?
Nordic Tracks, I was very apprehensive of that my stuff was good enough to be on that label because it is so historic. And when Luke reached back out, I was like, I was floored, you know. And he's been nothing but welcoming and good, you know. He works with me, you know. On my first EP, we had a whole EP done and my computer crashed and I lost that whole EP. I went back in, I think it was maybe 2 months, got a new computer, went back in and was like, I'm making him a new EP. And what you hear following your light is that, you know, I had to do something for him because that whole thing was like a waste of time. So it's still on my SoundCloud, the original album. But yeah, I love Nordic Tracks.
All right, can you tell me one or two DJs or producers whom you really admire and what makes them stand out for you?
JT Donaldson, number one, and Ocean Lade. You know, those are my two favorites right now. You know, I love both of their styles. JT is I talk to JT sometimes. We and him go back years. He is actually one of the first DJs I gave tracks to, him and Lance the Sardis, when they came through Baltimore. And they were the first ones to say positive things to me. You know, him. I've never met Ocean Lade, but I just love his sound. You know, everything about him I love. Yeah, those two are my cats.
All right, let's take a look into the crystal ball here. What is your vision for yourself as you continue to go forward in production?
Just being true to myself, you know, just making music as close to what I want. You know, I've never chased anybody else's sound. I don't plan on starting now. Yeah, I just want to remain true. I want to work with more vocalists, though. I do see that in my future. I want more vocalists.
Okay, and then wrapping things up here, is there anything else that you'd like to promote right now?
Well, I have a new release coming in the future on Puralistic. That will be my next release. You can check out my down-tempo stuff on the L7 Theory Bandcamp. And yeah, just that's about it.
This has been Tracy Cooper. A selection of his tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Juno Download, TrackSource, and Bandcamp. Additionally, a full list of Tracy Cooper web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. Remember to check out his Visions of Joy EP out now on Nordic Tracks.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
You are listening to the Tracy Cooper interview on Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah, and the station is 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. That half of the show featured the Visions of Joy EP, which wrapped up with the track of the same name. Up next is a guest mix from Tracy Cooper featuring nothing but his tracks. First up is Cloud Watching. Full track list and a selection of Tracy Cooper web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Now let's check him out in the mix.
think? Is your music like the blues or?
Some of it is the blues. Some people don't want the blues. They want to hear something else. So you, in the business, you got to do that to satisfy them.
Right.
That's what it is. You just can't play what you want all the time. You got to change up.
Oh, no. Now, come on, man. I feel like cutting loose.
Once you go in, you don't ever want to come out.
It's the hippest place in the world.
Look, man, you only live once. Like, what you say, homeboy?
We'll be right back. Right. Came from uptown, man. Just gave out like 2,000 flyers, man.
Wow.
Check it out, man. This is how I posted it, man. This is great, man.
your back.
Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Tracy Cooper for agreeing to interview, for his Visions of Joy EP, and also for putting together a great guest mix. Full track list and a selection of Tracy Cooper web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. I'd encourage you to head on over there to find out more about him, and also visit whichever site you buy your tracks from to check out his Visions of Joy EP, out now on Nordic Tracks. If you've enjoyed the show and want to check it out again, visit the Techno Progressivo show page at CITR.ca or Apple Podcasts to give this one another listen or to hear more great guest mixes and interviews from days gone by. Keep up to date with Techno Progressivo. Follow our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and SoundCloud. Up next is Attic Jams on the station. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you tonight. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's track from the past. For this one, let's hop back 12 years in time to 2011 for one from Tracy Cooper's recommendation. This is Austin Latte and Ame's remix of their track Envision. Enjoy this, and I will see you back here next time.
I don't know what more to say. Hey, you, what's the delay inside? Cause I just can't envision it. You pretend people can see who you are, claim to be inside, but you just can't envision it. All my friends say he's a fool and promise that you're cool inside, but you just can't envision it. Maybe one day you'll be brave and trust your life.
don't know what more to say. Hey, you, what's the delay inside? Cause I just can't envision it. You pretend people can see who you are, claim to be inside, but you just can't envision it. All my friends say he's a fool and promise that you're cool inside, but you just can't envision it. Maybe one day you'll be brave and trust your life and say to them, you just can't envision it.